Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Boone Hopkins, who's president of Converse College, was with his boys, 8-year-old Owen and 6-year-old Jack, and they were at Calhoun Falls in Abbeville County, and they saw a spider, and they weren't really sure what it was. Sent me photographs of it, and here is another record of the Joro spider in South Carolina, and I think it's the first one from Abbeville County that I know about. He was just wondering if it's venomous or not. Now, listen, almost all of our spiders have fangs and venom, but most of them do not have venom that would be any major problem to human beings. And that's true of the Joro spider. Japanese spider, Chinese spider that came in probably to the Atlanta airport, spread into South Carolina from Georgia, and now is expanding its range. Keep your eyes open.